Text numéro 68. Our media have become mass producers of distortion. In June 2005, Fleet Street told its readers about a gang of children who had attempted to murder a 5-year-old child by hanging him from a tree. This story was not true. It was a nasty case of bullying, but not an attempted murder. A 12-year-old girl had put a rope around the boy's neck and led him like a dog. That was clearly dangerous. But the boy never claimed she had hanged him from a tree, or even that she had tied him to a tree, only that she had tried to. Nevertheless, the tabloids ran all over it, and TV and the rest of Fleet Street joined in. The London Evening Standard called it a lynching. The Mail, Guardian and Times ran headlines which stated boldly that the boy had been hanged. The Independent wrote about fear descending on the boy's estate. Sunday columnists made solemn comments about the youth of today and the impact of violence on television. The ingredients in this little story run routinely through a stream of other small stories as big as those about the Iraqi weapon of mass destruction, and then into a flood of media commentary that feeds into government policy and popular understanding, widely accepted as true to the point where it can feel like heresy to challenge it. There never was a time when news media were perfect. Journalists have always worked with too little time or certainty, with interference from governments, with laws that intimidate in the search for truth. But the evidence I found in researching my new book, Flat Earth News, suggests our tendency to recycle ignorance is far worse than it was. Specialists at Cardiff University surveyed more than 2,000 UK news stories from the four quality dailies: Times, Telegraph, Guardian, Independent. They found two truly alarming things. First, when they tried to trace the origins of their facts, they discovered that only 12% of the stories were composed of material researched by reporters. With 8% of the stories, they just couldn't be sure. The remaining 80% were wholly, mainly, or partially constructed from second-hand material, provided by news agencies and by the public relations industry. Second, when they looked for evidence that these facts had been thoroughly checked, they found this was happening in only 12% of the stories. Where once journalists were active gatherers of news, now they have generally become mere passive processors of unchecked second-hand material, much of it contrived by PR to serve some political or commercial interest. An industry whose primary task is to filter out falsehood has become so vulnerable to manipulation that it is now involved in the mass production of falsehood, distortion, and propaganda. Adapted from The Guardian, February 2008.